Good morning, 7:35 a.m. on the 12th of May, 2016. Yeah, yesterday got out of control really fast, which is unusual, or for me, unexpected, because it was actually the late day. It was the day where I didn't have to get the kid up first thing in the morning, where I shouldn't have to be at school till 9. And turns out she didn't go to school at all. But by then, my morning was already out of control because I had forgotten that I had an eye doctor appointment. And there wasn't time between learning that she wasn't going to go to school and the reminder that you don't have time because you scheduled your eye doctor appointment. It's just a checkup to make sure everything is copacetic, and it is, so the cataract surgery from 2013, it's hard to believe it's been that long, was a success. It's still holding up well. The lenses that I got for my glasses, which I don't actually need, but which I wear because I look funny without them anymore. It's not the right word. I look funny if I don't wear them now. Not anymore. Anyway, so yesterday was out of control from the get-go. By the time I realized I hadn't done the walk, it was already afternoon. Yeah. So, this morning, it's the early day, she had to be there at 7:15, and as soon as I got back, I went for my walk. This is going to be a challenge when she's no longer in school. I've been looking forward to having her not in school. So I don't have to try to work the walk around driving her at different times of the day. And as I've learned on weekends, when I don't have to drive her at all, getting myself out on my walk is something of a challenge. Without that physical break that drags me out of my chair and away from the irresistible draw of my computer, it's difficult to go. So I need to get back into programming the ding-a-lings. I have a catalog. It's the other C word. I have a calendar that is set up, but it doesn't give me audible cues. It just pops up a screen and no audible ding to call my attention to it. So it doesn't actually require a physical action. It doesn't require me to process. The screen pops up, I just dismiss it and we're off. So I need to get my phone reprogrammed, get the alarms reprogrammed. I can't really do much until this next 2 weeks are over and I don't have to deal with school anymore, because I can't guarantee, I can't build a habit. That's what I'm looking for. I can't build a routine that works based on other people's schedules. I've tried it. It doesn't work. So I am making progress. I've been I've got covers, at least prototype covers, for Milk Run and To Fire Called. So it has been a total waste. I do have to get this book going. I have to stop fiddling about. Day after tomorrow, I go to Golden. I do my master class. That should be interesting. It will get me out of the rut. I need to build myself a little outline that I can put on my phone. I think I need to find some chisel point markers. I've got a bunch of markers, but none of them are going to be suitable for use in a classroom setting. Get something with a good chisel point on it so I can make letters that can be read from the second row. And I suppose at some point I'm going to have to put together my workshop for a field guide to the Amazon.
Trip.
Indeed, indeed. Good morning. I met her as I was starting out, right after I took the photograph this morning. It was she was walking this direction. She doesn't come very far unless she took a swing through the park, which is not inconceivable. Or at that, I'm walking very fast. I'm a little concerned I don't see my elder progeny who should be on this path by now, I'm afraid for what's going to happen. Make post. 7:45. Yes, she should be. Which means she's called in sick. Was a bad day at work yesterday. They were understaffed. They were mobbed. And she was told to answer the phone, but she didn't know how to answer any of the questions. And rather than try to get the answers to the questions, she gave the phone back, which was a major mistake because her supervisor said, "This is your job, do it." Which put her seriously into the, "I am not comfortable with this," which is pretty much going to be the case everywhere for the next 10 or 15 years until she gets a little experience under her belt and understands how to cope with this stuff. And it's always going to be harder to get back on the horse after you've balked. So, disappointed, but I'm not surprised. We do what we do, we punt on the rest, what can I say? It's the nature of adulthood where you have to kind of voluntarily set aside it's a rough transition. I know I had a rough time when I was, but I had the service to support me. I had the Coast Guard to give me a structure to lay out expectations. Some of the expectations were impossible to meet. Some of the expectations were, you have to do this. And it was things I physically could not do. There were failures. I messed up times. I screwed up my logbook. You know, you do it. I went AWOL by accident once and got caught and was called before the mast. Got the captain's non-judicial punishment, which was to be confined to the ship, which is fair. It was at a time when I had some issues. Then I went to Kodiak. Kodiak was a trip. Have a lot to say, apparently. I am working up a sweat. It wasn't quite 50 when I started out. The sun is beating down. I am wearing my windbreaker, which keeps the air from circulating around my body. So I've worked up a sweat because I've been walking pretty hard. First mile. Second mile is not too great. But hey, at least I'm walking. At least I'm walking. I was just thinking about my workshop. It's like, I'm trying to figure out how to frame the field guide to the Amazon. And I think one of the things I have to deal with is the business model. Or more precisely, I think it's the collection of business models, because it was a mistake to consider that Amazon is using a single business model, even within publishing. School buses, lawnmowers, park workers, oh my. Whew, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.